Let's not waste any time. We have a brand new episode of Klein Alley Show to share with you, so let's get into it.
No, Klein, first we have to talk about San Bernardino International Airport and how they've got you covered this summer, whether you're traveling to San Francisco or Provo, Utah.
What, do you want to sit in traffic on the side of the 5 freeway and smell that cow manure? Of course you don't.
Skip the drive and fly hassle-free.
The San Bernardino International Airport, the only airport on the planet that we wholeheartedly recommend.
And it's convenient. You got low-cost parking, $5 a day. And speaking of hassle, here's another episode of Klein Alley Show.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
We are live in Los Angeles! 3, 2, 1! And here we go.
That's the problem.
Rock those panty lines. Am I right?
Sweet divot.
Welcome to the chocolate factory!
It's not about that Monday, Tuesday. No one cares about Wednesday. Thursday. Get that noise.
It ain't what it is.
Are you ready for the weekend? Are you ready for the rear end? Are you ready for the weekend? Are you ready for the rear end? Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, trash. Thursday, Friday, forget about that. Friday, Saturday, really sad. Sunday, sleeping in, eating brunch.
Woohoo.
Congratulations, Bird.
Cancer Schmancer.
Go away, Coyote.
Hit the beach or hit the mall. Go out with friends, do nothing at all. Sleep in, watch movies, read books. Anything goes, just take a look. Are you ready for the weekend?
Woo!
Are you ready for the rear end? Go! Are you ready for the weekend?
Yeah!
Are you ready for the rear end?
Go!
Are you ready for the weekend?
Yeah!
Are you ready for the rear end?
Go!
Are you ready for the weekend?
No.
Butt or ass plug.
Klein Alley Show.
106.7 KROQ FM in HD Pasadena, Los Angeles, Orange County. This is the world famous K-Rock.
Thank God it's Friday!
Oh yeah, welcome to the weekend. Here we go. It is K-Rock. Good morning, Klein Alley Show. Back in your ear holes where we belong. You can also watch if you'd like to. Visual stimulation all over the place today. Good day to check out the YouTube because probably you're driving potentially on a road trip out of town. And what better way to road trip than by looking at your phone?
Oh, yeah. Distracted driving. It's the biggest week for distracted driving.
It is. It's where all the people train all year for moments like this where they can fully do full-on distracted driving while sitting in traffic for hours on end. Remember to pack your patience, as Omar likes to say.
Nope.
Good morning. Welcome to the weekend. Brad Williams, our buddy, our little buddy, will be in here later this morning. Strapped the lie detector machine for some Lie Day Friday. Allie and I have a lot of questions to ask Brad, specifically about, you know, previous working relationship we had with Brad, his current relationship with his wife, courtesy of us, and a dumb segment we did on the radio years ago where he met the woman he ended up marrying.
Yep.
Although I don't feel like he really gives us credit for that. What percentage of his jokes are true, or which ones does he completely make up?
Well, I also don't think, because we went to his wedding, and I don't even think our story was in the wedding.
Nope.
Which is, that's like the number one story that gets told at every wedding is, how'd you meet?
Also, one of the questions we'll be asking when he's strapped in is, was he hoping that we would RSVP no to his wedding? I think he was. I think he was under the impression we would not be able to make it. But little did he know, we had nothing better to do.
It's not cool to say little did he know.
Little, it is cool to say. Little did he know.
We little
say
did that. He?
Little did he. That's what we call Brad, little did he.
Add the question to the list.
So anyway, we'll get to that later this morning. It's going to be a great day, the return of Fly Day Friday. And I'm very excited about it. I can't believe it's been approved. And by approved, I mean they kind of said, we'd rather you didn't, but we're going to do it anyway. The Banger Bus is back. Starting in a few hours, you guys will help us control the music that you hear on K-Rock. All bangers.
Yes.
To get you into the right frame of mind for the holiday weekend. So if you've got songs you want to hear, regardless if they're K-Rock songs or if they're country songs like that stupid Sally song.
Oh, man.
Let us know.
If you have feelings about that song, you'll love the Showtime podcast where we discussed it with our music director.
Yeah, that was crazy.
He was not defending that, was he?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh,
Omar, yes, he was.
Holy
and
we've
got
crap.
More on the way.
Yeah. In fact, I'll play some goat line calls about it, but the reality is yesterday during the Showtime, the uncensored Klein Alley show,
is the first one I might have to listen to.
I know.
Because there is no defense for that song.
Well, he was like, do you love it? We were like, no. He was like, oh, okay.
He's blown out. He sold out the wheel turn.
Yeah, he sold out.
So? Who cares? Yeah,
and then Jesus. He was like, I didn't really think it was country. And we were like, really? It sounds super country. And then he was like, well, the album cover does have a cowboy.
Oh, that's so funny.
We had to tell the music director of this radio station that one of the songs that he is choosing to put on the station is country.
Yeah.
And his argument was, well, the guy sold out the Woolton. And I said, well, Dolly Parton sold out the Grand Ole Opry, I'm sure, 1,000 times. But we're not putting her on K-Rock. And she's got a great rack, so she at least had a shot.
Well, And since when are we making decisions based on selling out shows?
Right.
I mean, isn't that kind of the opposite, right?
I would think as soon
as someone gets really, really big, then we stop playing
them.
Isn't that the thing?
That's right. This was, this was one of the messages about Miles the DJ, the music director at K-Rock.
Yo, Miles, the DJ, is the one calling the shots on what songs are played. He's the reason why we have to list a fucking Hozier 15,000 goddamn times a day. Can you please fire him?
Okay.
Holy crap, his song selection sucks. I mean, at least have more than like 3 songs to play in a 4-hour show. Holy crap. You guys have so much in your repertoire you could be playing. Slightly Stupid and all these other people you call K-Rock fans, but you play goddamn Hozier 15 times in a row.
I'm going to give you each a guess as to what is the first song we're playing this morning.
No
that was
way.
Hand-selected by Miles the DJ to play and start our Friday morning show here at K-Rock.
You know, Hozier sold out the bowl.
Allie, take a stab at it. What do you think is the first song out of the gate? I know you haven't seen it.
Gosh, you know what?
Take a shot.
I think it's Slightly Stupid. I think the Goat Line call
all
is right.
All right, you think he's been influenced by the Goat Line? Omar, want to take a shot at this one?
It's got to be Red Hot Chili Peppers, dude.
All right.
We play them at Ad Nauseam.
Yeah. Strong guess there. Jake the Nerd, I'll give you a guess.
I'm going to go with the dark horse, System of a Down.
Okay.
Sometimes we do wake up with that.
Vanessa, any guesses as to the first song I'm about to play in a moment?
Yeah, a Green Day song.
Green Day, all right. And finally, we give Postmaster Johnny, now that he's an official K-Rock DJ. Any guesses, Johnny?
It's definitely got to be a Sublime song.
All good guesses, and no one guessed the obvious.
Oh, wow.
Sticking with this one. We're really going to stick with it, huh? Created a whole new format, a whole new genre, and we've been milking the hell out of it since the 90s.
He would have gone country by now.
Yeah, definitely, 100%. It's K-Rock with Klein Alley Show. It's Friday morning. It's going to be a good one. If you need us, phone's open now. Text line open now, 800-520-1067.
Thank God it's Friday!
That's brand new Nirvana on K-Rock, courtesy of Miles, the DJ, music director at the station. People asking on the text line if we can do an AMA with Miles, the DJ. And I think that we probably could. And
oh,
you can ask
love it.
All of the questions you probably have about why we play what we play and why we play it so often. And I think they don't assume anyone's going to listen to the station for more than 10 minutes at a time, because that's apparently the average commute. I don't know how they figure out these numbers, because I feel like wherever I go, anywhere in this town, it's a minimum 35, maybe an hour to get anywhere.
Yeah, but it's also not just Miles, and it's not just this radio station.
No,
this is also the way that radio
I get it.
Has
been. There's a lot of research, a lot of formulas
blah, blah, blah. But, you know, K-Rock's different, should be treated different, and, you know, some people like the show, so they listen for longer, and as a result, if you're one of these great people that chooses to listen to us for 3 hours a day, then, yeah, you may hear the same Hozier song 9 times.
You'll also hear the same commercials over and over again.
Masara.com.
Thank you, Jake. Jake will be in here a little bit later this morning to hop on the scale, see how much weight he lost. I cannot get over the fact, Omar and I were just talking about this. Allie, did you saw the text that Jake received?
Dude. Yes.
That is
harsh.
Okay. That is the harshest text I think that has ever been
written.
And
he doesn't see it that way.
No, he's laughing about
crazy.
It. Jake, I am blown. I am really, I feel bad, but also I don't even want to.
I thought it was nice.
I don't even want to. Dude,
it was
nice.
Rough. It was so rough because it was kind of trying to be nice, but was such a flat out rejection. And I think the curse is now real. Whenever Jake talks about a love interest on the show, it is doomed to fail.
Yeah, off the air, your relationships are great. As soon as they go on the air, they fall apart. And this one...
But keep telling us about your dating
life. I think
it's
off the air, they fall apart, too.
No.
That's a good positive way to look at it. This is a strange text to wake up to if you're trying to make plans for the long holiday weekend, and you're thinking, maybe I'll send out a few casual texts just to get things in the books. I guess, Jake, you had a plan? You had a tentative plan for this weekend?
Yeah, we had movie night on Monday. We had tentative plans to hang out tonight and possibly tomorrow night.
So you had two nights of tentative plans.
Yeah.
And how do you feel after this text you received?
About those plans?
More free?
Not good.
Yeah.
Right. You think? Because I don't know if you're reading it the same way we read it, but we all read the text.
Well, yeah, I read the text. I can read. I know what the text says.
Do you want to just read it now?
If we have to.
Yeah, let me get on. I think the audience should hear about this.
I think so.
And they can decide for themselves, and then we'll get into a little Allie Knows the News action
and
for $100.
When was this sent?
Last night, 7 o'clock.
All right, here we go.
Can we preface this with Jake thinking this is a soft breakup?
Yeah, Jake doesn't think this is a breakup at all. I think Jake thinks this is like flirting or something. Listen, this is the...
Oh, yeah, he said, we've all been broken up with... But have you ever had a soft breakup? Because I just did.
Okay, let's read the text as you received it, and the audience will decide.
Do you want the text I sent first?
Sure, was it an octopus emoji?
No, it wasn't.
Okay.
Said, I hope you're feeling better and was wondering if you're down to hang out this weekend. And she wrote, hi, Jake. I'm working all weekend, but also, ... I'm just not emotionally available to give you all that you're giving me, and it's not fair because it should be reciprocal. So with that, I thank you for all the fun and getting to know you. In parentheses, you're an awesome human, by the way. But I don't want to pursue this connection any further.
Very soft. There is?
How could there be more after that?
Unsubscribe.
Because I replied.
Say it again.
Because I replied to her, and then she replied back.
Okay.
All right, what did you say to that message?
I said, totally understand. Appreciate the honesty. Hope to see you around. And she said, hope to see you around, too.
Well, thanks for that.
Okay.
I've been fired this way.
This
is like a rejection of everything. I don't want to pursue this connection any further. Is like, hey, ChatGPT, write me a breakup that doesn't sound so harsh, but is very clear that I never want to see this person
again.
Yeah,
I mean, that is a period exclamation point. Goodbye.
I appreciate the honesty.
She also definitely wrote that, and then I was like, this seems mean. I think I'm going to add parentheses, you're an awesome person, by the way.
Yeah.
Like, that said that was in parentheses.
Yeah, she did add that going, ooh.
I'm surprised Jake didn't
say something positive.
Read all that and just write back and see, what I saw here is that I'm an awesome person. I look forward to seeing you tonight as scheduled. Because that is
well,
rough.
And to say, I'm not emotionally available to give you all that you're giving me. Which implies that, Jake, you were giving your all in this dating experience.
I was definitely the one who was pursuing, sure.
Yeah, you know how the game works, right? No one wants who
to
wants them or something like that. I don't know how it goes.
They want to be wanted, but not really.
We're going to take a break. If you'd like an easy 100... A break, Jake knows that very well. We're going to take
a
break.
Hey, that's triggering.
It's not you, it's us, but we're going to be right back with $100 of Allie's cash up for grabs. If you would like to get in on the money, you can battle anyone on the show, including Jake, who claims he's the ace, but maybe he's a little down today because he just got broken up with via text.
Yeah, he needs a little lifting.
Not a soft breakup at all. That is a rock-hard, fully erect breakup. 800-520-1067. We come back with Allie Knows the News next.
Hey, Rock Lister.
Let's pay the people. It's a little sweeter when you win on a Friday, especially because it's a Pick Your Poison Friday, which means you can battle any single person on the show. You don't have to go against Allie like you would be doing most mornings at this exact time to win her money. She still puts her money up. I believe yesterday she said she would double it.
I did.
Do you stand by that statement today or no?
Yeah.
Okay. She's doubling her cats.
I spent $250 yesterday on cat crap, so,
you're gonna
what's 200 more at this point?
Allie's going to double it. I like it.
Okay.
I'll take the double.
Take that double all day, every day. If you want in, 800-520-1067. It's funny because as we are getting ready for the game, Vanessa's oftentimes yelling in our ears about things happening in the back where she goes, oh, we've got, you know, these contestants, great contestant, bad phone quality. This guy's never played before. New listener to the show. She gives us a little intel. This is what she was yelling in our ear during that song.
Columban,
Columban.
And chime in now, folks.
We weren't sure what she was saying. No one knows what she's saying. And then we asked her, Colombian?
Colombian. What's that word? Colombian?
This is the intel we're getting as we're trying to get ready for the game.
Hey.
Colombian, Colombian. And I don't know.
I think she's trying to say Harambe.
Oh, the girl. R.I.P. Harambe. That's right. Well, it's a little late for the tribute, Vanessa, but we appreciate it nonetheless.
Get to the point.
I don't think you ever get it right.
Well, you've just gotten it wrong again.
Because I forgot.
What is the word you're trying to yell at us?
Calandrin.
Nope. Fudge.
What? Say it one more time.
What is the context of what you're saying to us?
It's like the context is I have two good people, but one is...
Yeah, you're in a pickle. I'm in a pickle,
and I wanted your opinion.
One of the guys is Colombian.
Oh, I was in a pickle.
You said we have a...
Calandrin. I really want to cut, so I have to go.
Okay, I get it.
Conundrum.
She's got a conundrum. All right, well, that being
said... She's got something going on.
She sure does. My good God.
I think she had one of those when she fell rollerblading.
That's true.
Yeah,
that's,
she needs to go get checked out again.
I think the word you're looking for is concussion. It's a bad one, too. It's getting worse. All right, let's say hi to, man, there's a lot of people that want in on your money, and I don't get it. Let's say hi. Oh, man, should we just... Hey, Andrea, good morning. Hi.
Hello, good morning.
Hi, you're listening to us right now in Seal Beach. Good morning, and welcome to K-Rock. Who would you like to battle for $100 of Allie's money? Excuse me, $200 of Allie's money.
Ooh, Vanessa.
Oh, damn.
She's feeling... feisty this morning.
All right.
Just give her the money.
Yeah, let's just go ahead and pay the people. All right, hold on. Andrea, hold on one second.
Vanessa knows a lot about the news.
She does, because she's constantly studying up for the show. And Vanessa, please sequester yourself in a room far, far away so that we can go ahead and ask listener Andrea 5 questions, and we'll score it together at the end. Hopefully you do better than Vanessa so that Allie can pay you. And Allie, usually you're rooting for us, because you don't want to have to pay the people. But in this particular case, don't you kind of want to give Andrea $200 of your money to kick off a holiday weekend?
Almost. Not quite.
It's quite a conundrum you're in. Let's get into it. Your round starts now.
Allie knows the news.
All right. Question one, Andrea. This fancy college is suing Trump in federal court because he's making it difficult for them to have international students attend. Which college is officially suing Trump?
Let's see here. Notre Dame.
Go to question. Question number two. The Beastie Boys have settled their lawsuit with this fast casual chain over the use of their song "Sabotage." Which fast casual chain was Beastie Boys in a legal battle with?
McDonald's.
Wow, you go fast casual for McDonald's. Fancy. Question three.
Fancy.
A woman was arrested at San Francisco International Airport trying to smuggle 151 pounds of what?
Somebody was trying to smuggle 150 pounds of what?
Yep.
San Francisco?
Yep.
Let's see. Cocaine.
Cocaine. That's a lot of cocaine.
So much. Wow.
That's what Vanessa calls Tuesday. Go to question number three. Question four. The NFL has just agreed to allow this controversial two-word play moving forward. It was something that they were potentially going to ban, but they've agreed that they're going to let it continue. What two-word controversial play in the NFL are they going to allow?
Let's see here. Two-word play.
Let's see. Let's break this down. Let's really take our time.
You could also just say pass.
I don't know. Like, the,
any,
I don't know. Kickoff.
Kickoff.
The kickoff.
Yes, I agree.
That would be funny if they completely banned kickoff.
No one gets the ball.
And finally,
just run!
We learned earlier this week that Conan O'Brien will voice a character in the new Toy Story movie, but now they're saying that this late night host will be voicing a character in the new Smurfs movie. Which late night host is going to be a Smurf?
Kimmel.
All right. Jimmy Kimmel. Let's go ahead and bring Vanessa into the fold. Vanessa, you want to come in the studio? Here she comes. She's coming in. She's got her headphones on already, and they're not even plugged in, and she's making her way into the K-Rock studio.
Hello.
It's, she
need a lift on the chair?
She's going to... Someone help her up on that chair, please. Hey. Come on. Get her up there. There she goes.
But I am going to get up.
So I look taller. Okay. Who's taller, Brad Williams or Vanessa?
We'll have to do that later.
Me.
Okay.
We'll definitely brag about that when you see him.
All right. Here we go. Question one. What C word would you use if you were dealing with a problem between two things, a decision you have to make, and you can't figure it out.
Well, now that I know that it starts with a C?
Yeah.
Conundrum.
No, that is still somehow wrong.
909 said, I think she's saying cummerbund.
Oh, is that she's talking about those mini towels, probably.
Oh, rest in peace, cummerbund.
All right. No, that's not your first question. Here we go. This fancy college is suing Trump in federal court because he's making it difficult for international students to attend.
Harvard.
Okay,
nice,
that is
Vanessa.
The correct answer. A contestant on the phone said Notre Dame, but the correct answer is Harvard. Vanessa's on the board, 1-0. Once again, $200 on the line. Allie's money. Pick your poison Friday. Allie knows the news on K-Rock. Question two. The Beastie Boys have settled their lawsuit with this fast casual chain over the use of their song Sabotage.
How does this song go? Okay.
They were suing a fast casual chain. Which chain did they just settle their lawsuit with?
Casual.
Casual
is not fast food, right?
I'm not going to give you any
I think
more
she
hints.
Was trying to also say casual.
I think so.
The Chili's. Nice!
Wow. That is correct,
you did it.
Vanessa. I don't know how you got there, but you got there.
Because I was thinking casual, but not fast food.
Contestant on the phone, Andrea said McDonald's. We go to question three, and Vanessa's up 2-0. I don't know how it's possible, but she is. Woman was arrested at San Francisco International Airport for trying to smuggle 151 pounds of what?
Pounds.
Pounds
of pounds?
Pounds of weed.
Weed. Ooh. Yes, that is
nice
correct.
Nice job, Vanessa.
For the question number four. By the way, that's so much weed to try to smuggle through the airport.
Even so much of anything.
Even if that was just luggage, that would be so expensive.
She had to reek.
Go to question number four, and Vanessa's up 3-0 right now. A woman on the phone guessed cocaine. And Vanessa, 151 pounds of cocaine is too much cocaine, right?
I don't know.
Question number four, smart answer.
The answer's yes.
The NFL.
You don't know. If
the NFL has allowed this controversial two-word play to continue after they talked about banning it. They're going to let it slide. What two-word controversial play will continue in the NFL?
Tush, push.
Hey!
Good job!
You got that. I can't believe you knew that one. A good old tush push. Hey, Andrea, your odds are not looking great since you're down 4-0 right now. That's okay, though. We got one final question. This late night host will be the voice in the new Smurfs movie.
I have a feeling that tonight's gonna be... since it's late night, I think it's the one that you guys don't like.
Which
Fallon.
One's that?
Who?
Fallon. Good guess. Wrong Jimmy, though. And you know who got that right? Andrea, finally on the board. Jimmy Kimmel will be in here smoking. All right, you got one. Andrea, 1-4 final score. Unfortunately, Allie holds on to her money for now. What must you shamefully admit over the airwaves of K-Rock as we say goodbye to you?
Vanessa knows the news.
That's right.
Maybe we can at least hook her up with a little swag.
Hold on. We'll give you something. Let's not waste any time. We have a brand new episode of Klein Alley Show to share with you, so let's get into it.
No, Klein. First, we have to talk about San Bernardino International Airport and how they've got you covered this summer, whether you're traveling to San Francisco or Provo, Utah.
What do you want to sit in traffic on the side of the 5 freeway and smell that cow manure? Of course you don't.
Skip the drive and fly hassle-free.
The San Bernardino International Airport, the only airport on the planet that we wholeheartedly recommend.
And it's convenient. You got low-cost parking, $5 a day. And speaking of hassle, here's another episode of Klein Alley Show.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio?
try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
K-Rock, we are Klein Ellie's show. Now people are all mad on the text line saying that Chili's is not fast casual. It's just casual. Nothing fast about it.
Welcome to the world of Ali Knows the News.
Constantly people getting hung up on word. One word changes everything. I don't think it would have mattered. You know, when a player, when a contestant gets smoked 4-0 or 4-1 or whatever the final score was, it almost doesn't matter at that point. Let's not split hairs here. If it had been close, maybe. And oftentimes we feel bad and pay the people off the air anyway. So if you want to join us in a future edition of Ali Knows the News, don't be a stranger. You can be a passive listener where you sit back and just listen and hear us as background noise while you do more important things. Or you can join the show and participate. A lot of people hear the show, feel so enraged or happy about something that we happen, usually enraged, that they feel they need to call us after the fact on the GOAT line, 844-956-GOAT. Some are good, some are bad. A lot of calls this week, primarily about Allie's cat. Yeah, her cats. She has two new cats now. And if you don't believe me, check out her Instagram.
Oh, my God.
There is no shortage.
They're adorable.
There's like them.
No shortage of footage of that. And I feel like we're
going to... Bring
them in. I may have to unsubscribe.
Please.
It's
you're going to unsubscribe to me?
It's a lot of cat
over
stuff.
Animal content? Oh, that's rich.
Well, you know, you gave me such a hard time because I put one video up of my dog humping, and you've had these cats for
one? No, you've put up many and created your own separate Instagram account for him, and yeah. I still am loyal to you.
Well, listen.
Jerry humps.
I won't unsubscribe, yes. But I will mute. But this this person on the, well, there's a few calls, some good, some bad.
Hey, guys, it's Joni from the 925, and I just listened to Future Ellie. Future Ellie is the funniest thing I've ever heard. Mm. Please reach out to her when we need information for the future. Anyways, longtime listener. Love you guys. Sweet dibbity-doo.
Now, let me say something about Future Ellie.
You good, sir.
Thank you for the call. Future Ellie is not something that we should look forward to at all, because Future Allie, when she joined us, and Allie's not happy.
Allie's happy. Hey, Allie, it's me, Allie from the future. Don't listen to these people. Everything is great. You are so happy, and you are loving life.
Look, you know, I posted about the new cats. A lot
Did
of people,
you listen to Future Allie? She sounds dead inside.
She sounds like she just can't talk very well because she's covered in cats, but she's having a great time.
That's wild going on there.
I've moved on to lions, apparently.
Future Allie has become Present Allie, by the way. Future Allie is not even a joke anymore. That's now that was us to try to scare Allie straight.
You know, I can see how the transformation happens, because yesterday I was like, well, I can't get up from the couch until the cat's done sleeping. Obviously, I can't disturb.
That's not just you, though.
No, but it's how it begins. And next thing you know, we have to go in there and rescue her because she's sleeping under 47 cats.
Yeah, and because I'm allergic, I'm putting on like the same pair of pajamas to go into that room. Hmm. And then
you're allergic to what?
Cats.
Are you kidding?
No way this is true.
I'm highly allergic to cats. It's actually, I think, the thing I'm the most allergic to.
What are you doing with your life right now?
Yeah, you, medication?
Are you
guys,
stupid?
It's okay. Rhonda gave me some advice on how to handle it. So I'm going to figure it out. It's going
to
be fine.
This is why you need
your
to hear.
Your life is going to be miserable from now on.
Listen, I didn't even remember this. Listen to this call.
Klein, Allie, love you guys. Sweet pivot. Just wondering, Allie, why are you purposely shooting yourself in the foot? Like, seriously, I heard, you know, the whole thing with your mom, and she made some very valid points. Mm. You guys do go out of town all the time. You really don't need more cats. And honestly, how many years ago was that? When you were coming to work and you had, like, rashes and stuff, and you were, like, having problems, and you didn't know where it was coming from?
Remember, Allie, when she was Diclops, when she had that one working eye? She was the lesbian with one eye, and we called her Diclops?
That was a different condition.
We don't even know what it was.
That has nothing to do with... But
what kind of idiot is allergic to cats and decides to triple the amount of cats they have in their house overnight?
Well, I do think that I've been able to manage it. I'm building up an immunity. I know they say that when you are around cats, it makes it worse. But if I'm around cats long enough, I think it starts to reverse itself.
If you remember, your mom also brought up the point about you getting litter back, which is a real condition when you have to constantly bend down and clean up the litter box. And this guy made an interesting point about that.
Hey, you guys, there's no way the throat goat is suffering or ever would suffer from litter back. Her back and neck muscles are way too strong. And used to an up and down motion, that there's no way that they could suffer atrophy in any way for that. It's just not possible.
Okay.
She's the goat. Her neck is stronger than an anaconda's jaw.
Okay.
So good luck with that.
That's Allie's mom, the throat goat. Well, there you go.
Hey, look, I'm bringing litter back. It's going to happen.
This will backfire in all sorts of hilarious ways.
It's going to be great. They're great. But I got to have them hanging on me, and they don't even meow, really. They just go... It's so cute.
Have they started scratching up your son yet? Because that's coming.
No, didn't. No, they're interested more in the couch, Omar.
Yeah, they're
and a lot of the cords. They're getting into cords.
Man. They're going to mess up your life.
But you know what else? People want to come over.
Who's people? Because I don't.
That's not a plus. You don't want people coming over. People coming over sucks.
Well, yeah, actually, the last night it did.
But also, those people get to leave.
Yeah.
Yeah, good for them, but you don't. You have to stay.
It stinks in here. Well, that was fun.
here's the benefit of you deciding to listen to this show on a daily basis is you will actually remember this day as the day where Allie's life starts to completely devolve. And you get to be a part of that process, which is great.
Yeah, because, we can pinpoint it in Jake, and now we can pinpoint it in me.
So this is an exciting moment for you. If you're starting, new listener perhaps, just keep it going for the next month and hear how much worse our lives get. And yes, will Allie come in here covered in rashes and scratches and smell like cats and all that? She's itching her face right now as I'm saying this.
I took an allergy pill. I'm fine.
We will be right back.
I feel like I'm doing great.
After this quick break. Man, we have
good.
A lot of false pessimism. Optimism.
We just keep lowering the bar. That's
be right back.
Goal.
More show after this. K-Rock, Klein Allie Show. We didn't play any of the custom theme songs that were left on the goat line all week for Allie Knows the News, but because you're about to deliver the ADD news, I figured you would like to hear one of these. People spend time recording them and leaving them on the goat line, and they always put you in a good mood, so here we go.
Her car is filled with goo, and her mother's throat is too.
Ew.
Let's find out if Hot Dog knows the news.
Hot Dog.
Beautiful. Well said. Let's get into your news right now. Remember, your son said you smell like hot dogs.
No, I remember. I just don't think it needs to be another nickname.
I think it does.
Be quiet, hot dog.
Yes.
Let's get into your news right now on K-Rock.
Grab your Adderall. It's time for ADD News.
So it's the one-week anniversary of the big jailbreak in New Orleans. This is the one where the guys removed the urinal in the bathroom, snuck out through the wall. You see the video. It's 10 people escaping. You see them running like hell, which has got to be an incredible feeling. Once you get out and you're like, oh my God, and they're like, run, 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 we made it.
And these are bad dudes. Like, some of these guys are murderers,
I know,
right?
But they look so happy.
They do look so happy.
They're just like, woo!
You know, I was talking about how there's no feeling as an adult that you will ever get that's close to that last week of school feeling you have as a child. And I
this
think
is it.
That that's it.
And that's happiness.
And I saw the video, and I remember so much running out of school on the last day of school with that exact kind of pep in your step.
Yeah.
I mean, these are murderers, yet they're prancing.
They're prancing.
They're kicking heels. I mean, they're
just get locked up, Klein. Then you can have that feeling.
I think about the one benefit of getting locked up is that when you do get your freedom back, you appreciate it more.
Yeah, especially if there's like a, hey, by the way, it's happening earlier than it was supposed to or something like that, like unexpected freedom. Anyway, now that we're at a week, there have been a couple people arrested that were helping them, and they have only caught half of the inmates. So there are five that are still at large. They arrested the maintenance worker that turned the water off and allowed them to remove the urinal and get out. Now they've arrested two women who helped another one of the prisoners after the fact. So they had phone records and social media records showing that she was helping one of them, at least one of them, after they had gotten out, and another one was bringing a guy food in a hidden residence.
Great reality show, if Netflix is listening, but you take real prisoners, and they do get to escape, and then whoever's the last one that can stay, you know, gets their freedom. You can't do murderers. You got to pick people.
Oh, I thought you were going to say gets a Netflix special.
No, they get it. They got a one-hour stand-up special on Netflix. No, they are similar. I mean, I know they've done like shows where they're trying to hunt people, but this was like a real stake situation.
Yeah, I know. So you think that they would earn their freedom by being the last
person that gets caught,
even if they were a murderer?
Yeah, but I think they don't cast murderers. You got to cast people that are like in there for funny crimes, like you know. You know, what are those? What are some?
You know, like bathroom toilet cams.
Yeah, like right, toilet cam stuff. Those guys, hilarious,
those are funny.
Hilarious criminals.
All right, you just mentioned it, Klein. School's winding down, or it's already out, depending on what district you're in. And there is no feeling like getting out of school for the summer. It's the greatest feeling a person can have, aside from winning the lottery or getting out of jail. And even teachers don't experience the same joy as kids do when it's that last day of school, but I would say that this story challenges that theory.
Teacher at an elementary school in Lutcher allegedly dropped a plastic baggie of cocaine in a school hallway. Deputies were called to Cypress Grove Montessori School, where they say they reviewed a video showing that the baggie was dropped by Lee Michael Granier. Deputies say they found more cocaine in his car and arrested him.
They say those Montessori schools are really special.
The fact
that you're like, hey, it's almost the last day of school, I got to bring my cocaine to school because I'm immediately going to a rager right afterwards, and then whoopsies, dropped it. So maybe they do feel just as excited.
Or it's just a little pick-me-up to get through the last week. You know, you got to
keep it. You're like, I got to get on these kids' level.
Yeah, this coffee ain't cutting it anymore.
Yeah. I definitely feel like coffee compared to kids, like energy.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think there's any way that you could. And it's like being with a drunk person. Like when you're not drunk and they're drunk, you're like, oh my God, this is so annoying. Like if you're equally drunk, it's fun. But if you're not, then it's just the worst. All right. Nobody uses proper grammar anymore. I think we know that. Klein, you've never used proper grammar. But
that ain't true.
There are certain symbols that are now going away. We've learned yesterday that the penny will no longer be made, and now we're learning that the semicolon is dying. That's the one with the dot and then the little apostrophe underneath it. Could be also known as a winky face. A recent study showed that a 50% decline in the use of semicolons over the last two decades insinuates that eventually it will become extinct. It used to be, back in 1871, the semicolon was used every 90 words. If you read those old books, there's like semicolons everywhere. And you're like, what is going on? And then now it's like every 200 words, every 500 words. And now it's just going more and more and more from there. So eventually, I think the comma eventually is going to be extinct as well. I don't think people care about
The punctuation in general. Periods, all of exclamation points, get rid of it all.
Yeah, but it says what your intention is, especially if you're texting somebody.
Jake, when you got that breakup text, that really sad breakup text you got yesterday, was there any?
There wasn't the dot 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 said a lot.
Yeah, you did get the dot dot dot.
Yeah, the dots.
And the parentheses says a lot.
Well, the
parentheses, you're an awesome person. I'm not going to say that in a regular sentence. I'm going to put it in a parentheses because it's just a side note.
I appreciate it. It makes it more special.
Yeah.
Oh, you think the parentheses makes it more special?
Yeah.
Huh.
It's a warped way of looking at it.
But right after she said that, she then said, I never want to see you again.
Yeah, that part wasn't cool.
Okay.
Exclamation point.
We'll get into a brand new hour of the show next on K-Rock. Let's not waste any time. We have a brand new episode of Klein Alley Show to share with you, so let's get into it.
No, Klein, first we have to talk about San Bernardino International Airport and how they've got you covered this summer, whether you're traveling to San Francisco or Provo, Utah.
What do you want, to sit in traffic on the side of the 5 freeway and smell that cow manure? Of course you don't.
Skip the drive and fly hassle-free.
The San Bernardino International Airport, the only airport on the planet that we wholeheartedly recommend.
And it's convenient, you got low-cost parking, $5 a day. And speaking of hassle, here's another episode of Klein Alley Show.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids to a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.